I'm Laura Winters. In the headlines this Sunday morning, holiday shoppers in Austin, Texas say it was a chaotic scene as shots fired at a mall Saturday afternoon. Police say one person injured at Barton Creek Square Mall after two people got into a fight. Many people were at the mall to simply relax and get their picture taken with Santa Claus. Stormy weather in normally sunny Florida. The major pre-Christmas holiday storm pummeling the state with heavy rain and powerful wind. Tourists having to take cover instead of soaking up the sun on the beach. The system now making its way up the East Coast, threatening to make travel plans a mess. In Boston at the Harbor Saturday night, folks busy celebrating the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party.
Our governor has ordered that we unload this tea. I say we applaud him!
Changing gears now, we turn to the race for president in 2024. Former President Trump on the campaign trail in Durham, New Hampshire, ahead of the primary in that state.
Hello, New Hampshire. I'm thrilled to be back in your beautiful state with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots.
He goes on to discuss the latest polls, which show him way ahead of Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis.
I saw where they said last week, Nikki Haley is surging. And then I said, oh, that's not good news. That's not good. But, and she is compared to him, but not compared to us. So we're like at 70. She's at 7. And she went up to 8.
And as for Nikki Haley, New Hampshire's Republican governor, Chris Sununu, endorsing her.
Trump's leading. Everybody knows that. But in New Hampshire, everything's on the table. And as this consolidates, remember when we had 13 Republican candidates? We're really down to 3 or 4 at this point.
And I'm Laura Winters. You're listening to USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A new report on climate change.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it's highly likely that 2023 will be officially recognized as the hottest year on record. According to NOAA's National Centers for Environmental Information, there's a greater than 99% chance of surpassing the current record. With 2 weeks remaining in the year, NOAA notes that 2023 has been considerably warmer than 2016, which currently holds the record.
To USA News for your health now, it's winter, Americans are indoors, and germs are spreading. USA's John Schaefer with an alert from the CDC, where the director, Dr. Mandy Cohen, pushing vaccines.
The CDC is alerting healthcare providers about the urgent need to increase efforts in administering flu, COVID-19, and RSV vaccines. In an alert, the agency expressed concern that low vaccination rates, coupled with a rise in respiratory disease activity throughout the U.S., could potentially strain healthcare capacity. The CDC estimates that approximately 42% of children have received their flu shot, while the vaccination rate for adults is around 41%. I'm John Schaefer.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani says he'll appeal a $148 million defamation verdict after 10 hours of deliberations, a Washington, D.C. jury ordering Giuliani to pay the two Georgia election workers he's accused of defaming during Donald Trump's 2020 election defeat. The two women were absentee ballot counters in the state of Georgia. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.